The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Daniel Penny-Jordan Neely controversy is one of the dumbest of our times. Before I tell you my honest thoughts about what's going on online about all of this and what happened with Daniel Penny and Jordan Neely specifically, I want to play two clips for you. One is of Daniel Penny's testimony of what went down, and the next is of Jordan Neely's father after the verdict came out again about how Daniel Penny was not guilty. Here are both those clips.
Well, I live in the East Village in Manhattan, so I take the subway multiple times a day. In this instance, I was coming from school. I got out of class around 2:15, and I took the J Street Metro Tech, took the Uptown F train. At 2nd Avenue, a man came on, stumbled on. He appeared to be on drugs. The doors closed, and he ripped his jacket off and threw it at the people sitting down to my left. I was listening to music at the time. And he was yelling, so I took my headphones out to hear what he was yelling. And the three main threats that he repeated over and over was, "I'm gonna kill you, I'm prepared to go to jail for life, and I'm willing to die." You know, this was a scary situation. And Mr. Neely came on, he was threatening. I'm 6'2", and he was taller than me. So it was, and there's a common misconception that Marines don't get scared. We're actually taught one of our core values is courage. And courage is not the absence of fear, but how you handle fear. And, you know, I was scared for myself, but I looked around, I saw women and children. He was yelling in their faces, saying these threats. I couldn't just sit still. Some people say that I was holding on to Mr. Neely for 15 minutes. This is not true. I mean, between stops is only a couple minutes. And so the whole interaction lasted less than 5 minutes. Some people say I was trying to choke him to death, which is also not true. I was trying to restrain him. You can see in the video, there's a clear rise and fall of his chest, indicating that he's breathing. I'm trying to restrain him from him being able to carry out the threats. And then some people say that this is about race, which is absolutely ridiculous. I didn't see a black man threatening passengers. I saw a man threatening passengers. It's a lot of whom were people of color. The man who helped restrain Mr. Neely was a person of color. And then a few days after the incident, I read in the papers that a woman of color came out and called me a hero. What I don't believe that I'm a hero, but she was one of those people that I was trying to protect. We were all scared. Mr. Neely was yelling in these passengers' faces, and they looked terrified. The reason why there was no video at the start of the altercation was because people were too afraid getting away from him, and the videos didn't start until they saw that situation was under control.
I just want to say, I miss my son. My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either. It hurts. Really, really hurts. What are we going to do, people? What's going to happen to us now? I had enough of this. System is rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people.
So So on one side, we have Daniel Penny. And Daniel Penny was a hero who protected women and children from a man who was literally openly threatening them. And some context is needed for this. I mean, he gave all the context, but you have to know who Daniel Penny is. This is a veteran Marine. He's my age. He's not this, I don't know. I think we all get it in our heads that there are just these gruff 40-year-old men out there who just are completely brave. They have no fear. And what Daniel Penny is saying here is, yeah, I was scared, but I saw something had to be done and I did it. And most people, what they do in that circumstance, they pull out their phone and they film it. But what Daniel Penny did is he actually acted and he took out someone who was openly threatening people. And when I say the word take out, what I mean is that he put them in a submission hold. I'm not saying that he should go and just use any manner of weapons to take this guy down. He didn't. He put him in a submission hold. On the other side, we have Jordan Neely's father, which you saw in that clip. Jordan Neely is a criminal. He's a criminal. He's someone who has kidnapped others in the past. Go read about that. That's crazy. And then, of course, in the subway, he threatened people's lives. And then he said that he was also willing to die that day, which that, as Daniel Penny said, that really raises the stakes because that really makes you feel that someone is serious about what he's doing. And his father, who had no part in his life, and this happens almost every time. Anytime there's this kind of racial controversy, even though there's nothing racial about this, but anytime there is, the family suddenly steps out and they say, wow, this is horrible. Let's get involved in this social cause. And he had no part in Jordan Neely's life until, oh wait, money. That's all that he needed. He needed the financial incentive, and then he stepped in. So Jordan Neely's father steps in just in time to get the check. And I think that shows us what a deadbeat he is, which follows in the footsteps of his son, of course. And so again, am I happy that Jordan Neely is dead? No, I'm not. I just don't get that happy when people die. Just in general, I think it's weird. I just think that's a weird thing. If you want to celebrate when dictators and terrorists die, fine. But to be happy, that's a little weird. So no, I'm not happy about it, but am I happy that he was on a subway threatening people? No, I'm also not. And am I happy that there are brave people out there like Daniel Penny? Yes, I am. But here's the most garbage part of all of it. And this is the part that I kind of alluded to at the beginning. And you knew this would happen. You knew it would. Democrats are making this whole thing a race issue, which is insane because when black men hurt black men, it's fine. And when white men hurt white men, it's fine. And if a white man, or excuse me, if a black man hurts a white man, it's fine. But if a white man hurts a black man, it is not okay. Heaven forbid a white man could stop a black man on a subway from literally threatening people's lives. It's women and children. Heaven forbid that. Because, of course, if that happens, we must live in the most racist country in the world. Or maybe, just maybe, it was a dude who had the stones that no one else had to take out a violent man on a subway, put him in a submission hold. So again, the mainstream media, man, the way they've covered this is just disgusting. I searched Jordan Neely. That's all I searched on Google. The top ones, I think the New York Times is the only, this is crazy to say this out loud, but I think they're the only ones that really got this right, because they rarely do. Their headline is, Daniel Penny's acquitted in death of Jordan Neely on subway. Fair enough. Yeah, that's good. But the other ones, The Guardian, 36 minutes ago, posted, Daniel Penny's lawyers used a racist defense strategy and it worked. What? NBC News, Daniel Penny found not guilty in chokehold death of Jordan Neely. It was not a chokehold. Definitionally, it was not a chokehold. So NBC News, you're lying. And you know you're lying. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. The mainstream media, they've covered it disgustingly. Not a single accurate headline except for maybe the New York Times. The left is disgusting, by the way, for trying to profit off of crime. They do it every single time. And people out there who think that Daniel Penny is a criminal, you could not be further from the truth. Daniel Penny is a hero. He is a hero. And all you have to do is listen to his testimony to find that out. I'll put the link to the full testimony in the description below so you can go watch it. I wasn't able to play the whole clip here. It's really fantastic. I think you get a good sense for who Daniel Penny is. And of course, with that video from Jordan Neely's father, you get the whole picture of what kind of family they are. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.